There you go, Adele, someone like you. And now I should be joined on the line by Louise O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Louise.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Quite cold. How are you this morning?
It's not too bad out there.
Getting used to it. It's not as bad as we expect and worse, I suppose.
No, we cannot complain.
No.
We can get around.
Anyway, Louise, you're talking to us from First Light, formerly known as the Irish Sudden Infant Death Association. Louise, on this morning's programme, I mean, the loss of a child is the most, I suppose, unimaginable pain a family can go through. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do?
Yeah, I suppose, like, you've hit the nail on the head there, Debbie. For when I'm talking about the work that we do, I always sort of, you know, ask people to just think, you know, of their own circle and, you know, your own children, your friends' children, your nieces, your nephews. And all we want for the children in our lives is that they're safe and they're happy.
Yeah.
And there are up to 400 families in Ireland annually that are faced with the sudden loss of their child, be it through a road traffic accident, a farm accident, sudden illness, a variety of circumstances that, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning, all is normal and well in the world. And, you know, within minutes, people's lives are irreversibly changed. And it's devastating. And there is nothing that anybody can do to roll in and make that better. But I suppose what First Light can do is go into families and empower those families to deal with the grief of losing a child suddenly in as healthy a manner as possible. Because you can't go in and fix the situation. All you can do is empower parents to make decisions that will help them live their lives, and it'll be a very different life. So our counsellors, you know, go in, and, you know, even if we are called from the moment that the child has died, we will empower parents to make decisions around funeral arrangements. Because a lot of families, you know, you go into a haze. You don't know what's going on. Your body is in shock. And then sometimes that shock, and people take decisions away from you for the best reasons, Debbie, you know. Mm. But, you know, choosing the music, choosing the reading. Oh, sometimes that's... parents invariably 6, 7, 8, a year later have a guilt about not making those decisions for the funeral of the child. So, you know, we, from the moment of death, we can begin empowering parents to make decisions for their child.
Louise, just even talking, you know, what you're saying there, it's just a turning. But to have it not missed them, I have 4 children, and to think what you just said there was very, you know, you're at the 10 o'clock in the morning, you're there, and then your life can suddenly change within a few minutes. And even to think about losing a child, I don't know how people, parents, can continue on. I just don't know how you get the strength to continue on, because I don't know if I could. I mean, my children, as every parent, are your life. And as I said, you want to keep them safe and happy. How do you deal with that? Like, really, how do you deal? It's great that First Light are there to help people, because, as I said, you're in so much, I suppose you're in shock for a long, long time. And do you ever really...
Well, I suppose the first thing, Debbie, is that, like, the support that we provide is delivered by professional and trained staff. So you've got people with, you know, specialisms in dealing with sudden bereavement of a child. And the other thing is that every single person and every single family deals with sudden death in a completely different manner. So what would work for you, Debbie, mightn't work for me.
Yeah.
And then you've got the complexities within individual families, where mum would be grieving completely differently to dad. And then you've got siblings as well that have to be supported and cared through that, because mum and dad are emotionally devastated, but they still have to look after remaining siblings. And our counsellors go in and we provide sibling counselling, we provide individual counselling, we provide group therapy, support groups, couple counselling, because it's a whole unit. Mm. And sometimes as well, Debbie, like, people outside the immediate family unit are affected. So we would find ourselves dealing with, you know, grandparents, best friends, mm. neighbours, because sometimes children die in the care of people that aren't mum and dad.
Exactly, yeah.
And that whole community needs to be taken care of. You know, it could be in a creche, it could be, you know, how many times have we all let our children go to the cinema with our friends?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different variables. So I suppose one of the important things for, like, in the First Light's objectives is that, like, our service, it's client-centred, so it takes into account all the various different needs of families.
Yeah.
And that's important. And on the flip side of it as well, Debbie, like, you know, we provide crisis intervention to the likes of, you know, creches and schools or whoever may have been affected by the death of a child. So a lot of our counsellors, you know, might go into, say, a school, for example, and, you know, the child could have been in school on a Monday, and on a Tuesday, that class and the class teacher and the principal have a lot of questions
yeah.
to deal mm. with from young children, and from their parents. So our staff are qualified to go in and to be able to put an action plan in place for professional bodies, be it public health nurses, you know, ambulance service, paramedics. We provide professional support for whoever needs it after the sudden death of a child. And we're, and also, like, a part of our remit is we promote research into the causes and prevention of sudden infant death. So we have the National Paediatric Mortality Register, and they are a branch of First Light, and they would promote research into and provide information on childhood mortality for a lot of the hospitals. So we're a research and educational body as well as a support services body. And, yeah. can I say one yeah. thing to people who may be listening and may be sitting at home? We don't turn anybody away that rings us. So if you're sitting at home and you historically might have lost a child, be it 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you feel that, you know, there's questions that you know, want help answering, or you feel you need support, or you know somebody that has gone through the sudden loss of a child, and you really, to this point, you maybe, you know, you wanted to help and you didn't know what to do, please, you know, get them to pick up the phone, or if you think you need support, pick up the phone. We have a low call number, 1850 391 391, and pick up the phone. It's a hard thing to do, to pick up the phone, and we all acknowledge that. But once that, you know, 30-second call is made, you're on the road.
And Louise, is there an age limit, you know, or, I mean, we all have children.
Well, we don't.
As well.
Yeah, look, we don't. We don't, like I said, Debbie, we do not turn anybody away.
Okay.
So your child is your child all yeah. your life. And if somebody makes the concerted effort to contact us, if the supports that we provide are not suitable, we work with the individual to find those correct supports. So the last thing you want to do, Debbie, is pick up the phone, look for help, and for an organisation to go, oh no, I'm sorry, you've missed that age by X amount of years. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not at all. If you are looking for support and help in relation to the sudden loss of your child, pick up the phone or email. Go onto our website. It's firstlight.ie. And, you know, email. Sometimes email is easier, you know. And, like, for anybody that does know families that have lost a child, there's some, you know, some tips, I suppose, like, cause nobody knows what to do in the circumstance. And our counsellors would always say, you know, row in with the practical jobs, you know, the hot dinners, the laundry, the hoovering, you know, don't be nervous to do that, and also don't be afraid to talk about the child. Use the child's name, because you know it humanizes the loss of the child, and they're two very they're important points that if you do find yourself in a situation and people don't know what to do, we don't want to say the wrong thing.
I know.
Counsellors would say, look, you know, obviously offer your sympathy, you know, help with the practical jobs, but don't be afraid to talk.
See, some people probably would think, you know, should I bring the child up? Will it upset the person too much? And I think I've experienced something like this with a family member that has lost a baby quite young. And she really wanted to talk about the baby, and she wanted her to be named and talked about as Emily. And like, but I know a lot of people didn't. They felt uncomfortable talking.
And as a society, we are very uncomfortable talking about death in general. And you know, but unfortunately, Debbie, death is final.
Yeah.
And as much as we want to help, and as much as we want to row in and change things, when a child has died, a child is dead.
Ooh.
And there's nothing, we cannot go in and make that situation better. So all we can do is be there in, you know, a practical sense, and help as much as we can.
And Louise, when someone does take that step to ring you for help, is the help ongoing, or is there a certain amount of time they have? It's going to affect people differently, you know, and time-wise.
Exactly. Like I said, everybody's grief journey is completely different. Mm. So some people could be 18 months, 2 years, and they might find, I'm okay. And they may go away for a couple of years and come back to us. We have some people that it's 15, 16 years. And they still need, you know, to touch base and to work through their own personal issues. You know, we do as well, Debbie. We have a support group, which is free. And it's facilitated by a professional and qualified counsellor. And it's on the first Tuesday of every month in St. Dominic's Pastoral Room, which is next to St. Dominic's Church in Talla.
Okay.
And that is open. Anybody can come along, meet other bereaved families and parents, give us a ring to find out more about the support group. So there's so many different facets that we can help with, because like I said, everybody deals with grief differently, and what would work for you may not work for me, and may certainly not work for my husband. Does that make sense?
True. Oh, it does. So that's with any grief, really, you know, Louise, because people, as I said, all, you know, deal with grief different times, different ways. But First Light, now, looking this morning when I started speaking to you, I thought it was for, as we used to call years ago, cot death, very young babies, but it's not, as for all children. So it's, you're there to support anyone who has lost a child.
Exactly. And that's why we did change the name back in October, Debbie.
Yeah.
Like you said, we were the Irish Sudden Infant Death Association, but one of the premises behind changing the name was we did find a lot of people that were contacting us, their child had died maybe, a year, 6 months, and we were asking questions, why was it taking so long to contact us? And people were hesitant because of the old name of the organisation, because people thought, well, infant, cot death. No, there is no age limit to look for, you know, qualified support from our counsellors. And just in case people have family in other parts of Ireland, Debbie, we are a nationwide service. So
yes,
we have a network of 47 counsellors throughout Ireland. So, don't hesitate to, you know, encourage people that you may know throughout Ireland that you feel may need support to contact us, because we have presence in every county.
So your quest is to support all families in Ireland. And Louise, how are you funded? How do you keep going?
Well, we're very lucky. We do get a grant annually from the HSE. So, but like all charitable organisations, Debbie, that grant is invariably goes down sort of 11, 12% every year.
Yeah.
And we raise about, at the moment, we raise about 70,000 through voluntary income and fundraising. And we are, I suppose, over the last, since we've changed the name of the organisation, we're, you know, concentrating a bit more on consolidating that fundraising to make sure that we can continue to provide our services in case of further cutbacks. But we are very lucky that the HSE support us on an annual basis.
Great. And before I let you go, Louise, the low cost number is 1850 391 391. What times of the day is that available?
24 hours a day, Brilliant. 7 days a week. Now, sometimes we can't man it all the time, but we do pick up messages from that 4 or 5 times a day. So that phone is on constantly and is monitored throughout the day. So, you know, if you left a message today, Debbie, somebody would be on to you within 24 hours.
Great. And we want to get it out there that it was formerly called the Irish Sudden Infant Death Association. Now it's called First Light, and it's for any child. It's not just infants. So if you need help dealing with the law, how you ever would, I suppose you have to continue on and get on with your life. And there's people out there to help you, as you say, Louise.
Exactly. You know, can I say one thing before we sign off, Debbie? We just in relation to fundraising and stuff like that, we have a wonderful patron in actress Lee Arnold.
Yeah.
She herself unfortunately lost her second son, Flynn, when he was only 2 weeks old due to cot death. She's holding a fundraising luncheon in Dublin on Friday, the April 17th. And if anybody's interested, they can look at the details on our website. And it's in Fade Street Social. It's still a McGrath's restaurant. And it's going to be a great afternoon of fun, frolics and entertainment. So I'd just like to put that out there.
Okay, what's your web address?
It is www.firstlight.ie.
I'm going to do a post up, Louise, and I'm going to get it read out on most programmes about your about the organisation and get
Fabulous.
It out there for people, so you know they know that you're there for them.
Brilliant.
For any age child. And it was great talking to you this morning, Louise, and hopefully we'll talk to you again
you,
very
Debbie.
Soon. If there is any
great.
Other fundraise, maybe we'll talk to you even just before that fundraising in April, and we'll get it out
Lovely.
There a little bit more. Okay, Louise?
Thanks a million. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. Have a
Thanks.
Lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.